From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The trees are lit at the shopping mall. Holiday tunes are inescapable. No matter what you celebrate, or if you celebrate at all, you can run, but you can't hide. The gift-giving season is here. And with the Yuletide season, we at All Things Considered have our own literary Santa. Every year, we ask our book reviewer, Alan Chews, to give us some suggestions of good books that might make good gifts. Welcome the program once again, Alan.
Thanks, Robert.
And where do we begin?
I've got some wonderful books to give. You know, you give a book and you give a life. You give a trip to Russia on the verge of the Napoleonic invasion. You give a year on Walden Pond. So I'm very serious when I pick these gift books out.
Okay.
The Library of America has just issued a 1,000-page collection of Katherine Ann Porter's work. Porter, not terribly well known. Mm-hmm. She's kind of like the lovely ghost who flutters around the edge of the 20th century American literary canon. But she's written a collection of novellas, three novellas called Pale Horse, Pale Rider, mm-hmm. one of which, Old Mortality, I think is probably the finest female coming-of-age story
really?
in 20th century American literature.
And you have a reading for us, I assume.
I do. Yeah. Alas, we don't have her reading for us. This is, towards the very end, her character, Miranda, is thinking about her life. Her mind closed stubbornly against remembering not the past, but the legend of the past, other people's memory of the past, at which she had spent her life peering in wonder like a child at a magic lantern show. Ah, but there is my own life to come yet, she thought, my own life now and beyond. I know it's terribly romantic, but it's also beautiful and psychologically apt.
By Katherine Ann Porter. Now, again, your next book, we're not exactly doing new faces of 2008 here.
Well, these are people who need to be read.
Okay. This is Doris Lessing.
Doris Lessing, who's nearly 90 years old now, just won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Every Man's Library just reissued her collected short stories. And here's Lessing reading the opening of Room 19, which I think is an amazing story about modern marriage, in the tradition of Chekhov and D.H. Lawrence, but with her own feminist twist.
This is a story, I suppose, about a failure in intelligence. The Rawlingsings' marriage was grounded in intelligence. They were older when they married than most of their married friends, in their well-seasoned late 20s. Both had had a number of affairs, sweet rather than bitter, and when they fell in love, for they did fall in love, had known each other for some time. They joked that they had saved each other for the real thing.
That's from Doris Lessing's stories. Next.
More ordinary things to frighten you. Stephen King's collection, Just After Sunset, in which everything from porta-potties to telephone calls at breakfast or in the middle of the night can scare everything out of you.
Here's a reading by Stephen King.
I said, "Hi, Trish. Why are you calling so early, hon? Your mom's still in the sack." And at first there was no answer. I thought we'd been cut off, and then I heard these whispering, whimpering sounds. Not words, but half-words, like she was trying to talk, but hardly anything could come out because she wasn't able to muster any strength or get her breath. And that's when I started being afraid.
That's Stephen King reading from his story, Harvey's Dream, from this collection Just After
Harvey's
Sunset.
Harvey's Dream with a menacing telephone.
You won't want to dream anymore.
Okay. Next, you have some poetry for us.
I do. From the ridiculous horror of everyday life to the sublime poetry. A wonderful poet named Kevin Young, and here he is reading a poem called Ode to Sweet Potato Pie, which you'll hear at the very end turns out to be an extraordinary elegy to his late father.
Caramel, coffee cake, chocolate I don't much love anyway, tough taffy, anything with nuts or raisins, goobers, even my Aunt Dixie's apple pie recipe or the sweet potato pie my mother makes sing. Even heaven, even Boston cream pie, key lime, baked Alaska, dense flourless torte covered in raspberries like a Bronx cheer. Sherbet spelt right and sandwiches made of ice cream. Even mint, or coffee I never drink, even sherry and smooth port pulled up from shipwrecks preserved on the bottom of the sea. All this and more I would give up to have you here, pumpkin-colored father, cooking for me, your hungry oven humming, just one more minute.
What a nice poem.
Wonderful poem.
And again by?
Kevin Young. The book is called Dear Darkness.
You have a memoir that you're recommending this year.
Yes, John Adams' memoir about his life in music. It's called Hallelujah Junction.
The composer, John Adams.
Yes.
Does he repeat the same sentence over and over again?
No, he doesn't. He's a little bit more sane than Jack Nicholson.
And you like the book?
I like it a lot because he allows you to get inside his head and listen to him making his compositions. There's a moment early on in the book where he goes to a Duke Ellington concert and he slips onto the bench with Ellington and watches Ellington lay down the chords, and he's there in the center of the music. It's an extraordinary moment. And you get something like that when you read this book about how he became educated in American music and how he makes his own music.
Okay, I brought along a book to end all books.
Yeah,
that I'm going to recommend. This is a book here. Look, you might not even notice there was a book. It's a big. This is called Birdscapes. It's from Miyoko Chu and her colleagues at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. We've interviewed Miyoko Chu on the program in the past. Birdscapes, a pop-up celebration of bird songs in stereo sound. The book. I'm not sure if batteries are included with the book.
So there's music in it.
There's music. There are eight bird pop-up environment. So I've opened up the Pacific Seabird Colony.
Wow.
And it's a great pop-up of rocks and also penguins on the rocks. And if I flip the page over to the eastern deciduous forest, it's a different sound.
See, that's
comes
the great thing about traveling in literature and books. You can go from one space to another in an instant.
That's right. Imagine if Tolstoy could have made a pop-up book of
the Battle of Borodino.
Exactly. He didn't have that. He didn't have that craft available to him at the time.
This is a wonderful gift.
It's a beautiful book. Yeah, it's a beautiful book. It's $60. Not so much a book as a way of life, I think. It's
but
a multimedia experience.
Worth every chirp.
Right. Okay. Alan Chews, thank you once again for your recommendations and for tolerating mine.
My pleasure, Robert.
Okay. Alan Chews reviews books for All Things Considered, teaches writing at George Mason University, and this is a hat trick, is the author of a new novel, To Catch the Lightning. And to recap Alan's picks, Dear Darkness by Kevin Young, Stephen King's Just After Sunset, and two collections of short stories, The Library of America, volume of the work of Catherine Ann Porter, and Every Man's Library collection of Doris Lessing, as well as John Adams' memoir, Hallelujah Junction. And, of course, don't forget Birdscapes, a pop-up celebration of bird songs in stereo sound. For the expanded list of Alan's reviews and all things book-related, go to our website, npr.org/books.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.